Chapter 5, Kavat Itim Torah, Making Time to Learn. So we know there's a chiv to learn every day. The question is, how important is it to designate a regular time to learn Torah? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, brings a list of questions that a person is going to be asked by Izah Hashem at his heavenly tribunal, by the heavenly court. The first one's going to be, Nasatim Nasata Be'emunah, did you deal honestly in business? The next one in this list, we'll see another list later on, is whether Kavata is not Torah. Did you establish time for Torah learning? The next one is, did you attempt to have children? The next one is, did we speak to Yeshua? Did you long for the Yeshua, for the Mashiach? And the fifth and sixth questions are also related to Torah. They're going to be, did you learn the wisdom of Torah in depth? And did you understand it properly? But the Gemara then finishes off by saying that even if a person fulfills all of these six questions properly, he still needs to make sure he's got something as well, and that is Yiras Shamay. And Rashi speaks out that there's a great need to have regular times for Torah learning, because he says, Avada, learning, earning a living is essential. He says, without a source of income, we can't learn Torah. But we also need to make sure that we have dedicated times to learn Torah in order not to be caught up entirely by our need to earn a parnasa. So let's take a look at the first two questions over here. So again, the first question is, Nasasa v'nasata emuna, did you deal properly with emuna when you conducted your business? So the smag, when he quotes this Gemara in Shabbos, he says the idea is that we've got to be completely honest, removing ourselves from all sorts of theft. The Kesav Sofer speaks out as well. He says there's a reason why this is the first question. He says, although you may think of this idea of dealing honestly in business as a binom lechaveri, but he says it's not just binom lechaveri. He says, because if our money is obtained dishonestly, then the mitzvahs that we do with it, for example, tzedakah, buying the leaven esrog, tefillin, sitzes, etc., they're not going to be pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not going to be pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. And it says this is why it's so important that this is the first question. Another understanding in Nasata Be'emuna doesn't mean honestly, but it means with faith, with betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Sifti Tzadikim says that Nasasa v'nasata v'emuna is not just saying, did you deal with your business with emuna? But the way he explains it is did you make emuna your business? Meaning, did you engage with the concept of emuna in a way, always trying to get better and better at emuna? Doing things which will bring you into more petachim. That's how the Sifti Tzaddikim understands it. And the same question was, setting aside time for Torah. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yeridea, Simon Reish, Mem Vov, Sifalev, that every single man, every Jewish man, is obligated to learn Torah, whether rich, poor, healthy, ill, makes no difference, young, old, even an oni, whether someone's married, not married, it's irrelevant. There's a chiyuv because of a gisa boyem v'loyla. A person has to learn Torah. The Mishnah Berurah explaining the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Hey, he says like this. He says there's basically two parts of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to learn every spare moment, but besides that, a person has to have a part of the day which is set aside for Torah, which is Chak Loyavar. He's got to make sure he always learns that part of. He's got to make sure he always uses that time to learn. Now, there's just one more point in this area, is the following stira, which is raised by Tosfos. So we've quoted the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph that puts emuna first, nasata emuna first, and then puts limud haTorah, that question. But in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, over there, Rav Nuna said that the first question raised by the heavenly tribunal to man will be how he learned Torah. And Tosfos asked that kasha. So just quickly, two truths from Tosfos, and then a teretz from Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak. So Tosfos answers it like this. He says, yeah, True. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, puts business first, honesty and business first, and over here it puts, It puts Torah first. He says, depends. He says, someone who doesn't learn Torah at all, then he'll be judged for not learning Torah first. Whereas someone who learns Torah but doesn't have a set time for it, then it'll be the second question. The second answer he gives is that the first question that person will receive will be about being honest in business, and the first issue for which he'll be judged will be his limud Torah. But Reb Levi Yitzchak suggests a beautiful pshat. He says the two questions really one. The working in business honestly and learning Torah, he says, really the same thing. He says that lemaisa, most of us will spend the majority of our lives involved in the workplace. And he says when a person works in the workplace properly with honesty, that itself is fulfilling the Torah. He says we're making sure that we're keeping our weights accurately. We're making sure to fulfill the concept of b'chol drachecha d'yehu. We're literally living the Torah in our workplace. So it comes out, says the Kedushas Levi, he says that it comes out that the Torah is constantly with us when we conduct ourselves with honesty in the workplace. But Eiz Hashem, we're going to start going into the halacha and ma'aseh of how much a person should learn, and then also some ideas of how to actually go about it.